black Tartar's beard. He decides that it would be better to wait until he gets permission to go inside. The gatekeeper gives him a stool and allows him to sit down at the side in front of the gate. There he sits for days and years. He makes many attempts to be let in, and he wears the gatekeeper out with his requests. The gatekeeper often interrogates him briefly, questioning him about his homeland and many other things, but they are indifferent questions, the kind great men put, and at the end he always tells him once more that he cannot let him inside yet. The man who has equipped himself with many things for his journey spends everything, no matter how valuable, to win over the gatekeeper. The latter takes it all, but as he does so, says, "I am taking this only so that you do not think you have failed to do anything." During the many years, the man observes the gatekeeper almost continuously. He forgets the other gatekeepers, and this one seems to him the only obstacle for entry into the law. He curses the unlikely circumstance, in the first years thoughtlessly and out loud. Later, as he grows old, he still mumbles to himself. He becomes childish, and since in the long years since studying the gatekeeper, he has come to know the fleas in the fur collar. He even asks the fleas to help him persuade the gatekeeper. Finally, his eyesight grows weak,